The air potato is a vine from China, and it's been popping up all over Jacksonville, says invasive species biologist Jessica Spencer. She works with the Army Corps of Engineers.
It doesn't really have anything in the state of Florida to keep it in check.
Unlike native plants, this one doesn't have any local insect or animal predators.
So it tends to grow out of control and kind of overtake a lot of the understory plants.
Spencer says Jacksonville has a wide variety of invasive plants, from Chinese tallow,
got gorgeous fall colors,
to floating plants, including something called water hyacinth, which is actually how the Corps of Engineers became involved with invasive species in 1899.
Somebody had released it into the St. John's River, and it clogged the entire riverway, and the steamboats weren't able to actually get through. Congress actually came to us and said, okay, you have to do something about this plant.
Spencer says the air potato roundup is sort of like an Easter egg hunt. The vine plants produce round bulbs, the potatoes, and right now many of them have fallen to the ground.
You know, even a 2 or 3 year old can get out there and actually, you know, locate some of these potatoes.
The Corps has also been using another tactic, releasing the air potato leaf beetle, a bug that only eats air potato leaves. People can request them from the Florida Department of Agriculture to help in their yards. Those efforts have been so successful that the roundup now focuses on several other invasive plants, too. As for the potatoes collected during the roundup, they're donated to a facility that breeds the beetles. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.